We're talking with Bart McSpadden, of course, the Distinguished Service Award winner this year for OK Pork. And Bart, you know, as you came to work as a lobbyist at the state capitol, early client of yours was the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Yes, sir.
At the start, at the front end, I guess what some folks have called hog wars.
Yes.
Kind of describe that for folks maybe that don't quite remember that 95, 96, 97 era.
You know, we had had just really explosive growth in the pork industry. The corporate farming laws had changed in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was a perfect place for pork production. Seaboard came in, Tyson came in, Murphy Brown, I think at the time, came in. We had, you know, folks building contract farms. We had corporate farms being built, and most of the growth was out in the western part of Oklahoma. For a variety of reasons, pork industry ultimately, I think some people felt maybe threatened. I think some of the environmental concerns that were thrown about were genuine. I think most of them, in all honesty, were kind of smokescreen. But there were a group of very well-connected people, most of whom from Western Oklahoma, who did not want the pork industry here. You know, one of the flashpoints was the farm that Land O'Lakes was building near Hinton, which happened to be located within a few miles of a Methodist church camp down there. And things began to build, you know, in that 95, 96 time period. By 97, really the legislature, governor, Department of Agriculture, everyone was pretty much against the pork industry, and the goal was to bring it to a screeching halt through the moratorium on building any new facilities, through some legislation that was passed, through some rules that went through the Department of Agriculture. We were brought to a point of zero growth. And, you know, during that time, Dad and I, you know, we were hired by the pork folks to represent them at the Capitol. But when you're in a war together, you tend to, that it becomes more than a client type relationship. You know, I started to meet the people who were the face of the pork industry. Started to hear stories about, you know, kids who were planning on leaving the farm but were able to stay because of the facility. I guess maybe the best way to say it is it got under my skin, and it became far more than just an issue to lobby for. But, you know, it was a difficult time during the mid to late 90s. But I also have to say that I think had it not been for, again, what I call the hog wars, I am not certain that the pork industry would be as strong and as united as we are today, because it forced us to take a step back, take a look at, okay, here's where we are and here's where the damage has been done, and then systematically begin to look at how do we change things? How do we change public perception? How do we change public policy? How do we change, you know, minds? About that time, Roy Lee came in as the new executive director, and the board was very unified. We were given marching orders. Let's begin to take back the ground that was taken from us. But at the same time, let's let people know who we really are. You know, we're not a nameless, faceless industry. We are Oklahomans. And so I am today, 18 years later, extraordinarily proud of where we have come and where we are going. But I would dare say that I'm not sure that there's another ag group out there that is as united and cohesive and focused on one goal as the pork industry in Oklahoma is today.
I know, you know, you can almost sum up a lot of the emotional arguments that were made with one four-letter word, that was odor.
Yes, yes. Well, and it's funny. I mean, you know, agriculture in general has odor issues, and people, they knew in their own mind that hogs were just going to, they were just going to be horrendous whenever it came to odor. But, you know, through the process at the legislature, we were able to illustrate that, In some cases, odor complaints had been filed against farms where there was not a hog on the place. So much of what we experienced was due to fear of the unknown and misperception of the industry. Now, no industry is perfect, and we learned some lessons, and we learned them the hard way. But as I said, they made us the industry that we are today. And so not that I would ever really want to relive that period of time, ultimately it worked out for the benefit of the pork industry and, in my opinion, the benefit of Oklahoma.
Fast forward with me real quickly to today and the battles that we're facing for animal agriculture in general with groups like HSUS and, you know, I guess the current example is the horse slaughter issue. Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable how united the industry is together.
Absolutely. Horse processing is the issue this year. Representative Sky McNeil, Representative John Enns, they brought a couple of pieces of legislation to, since the federal ban on horse processing has been lifted, to allow it again in the state of Oklahoma. I think everyone knew that HSUS was coming at some point, didn't know quite when, but this brought HSUS into the state. Thousands of calls, thousands of emails into the Capitol. But the ag groups, both livestock and commodity, have come together in a unified stance, willing to step out and say, we are agriculture, we are proud of the way we do business, and HSUS, PETA, we're not going to be pushed around. But I think for a long time, the attitude was just, how can we keep them from noticing us? How can we just stay out of their gun sights? But that attitude is changing to, wait a minute, we have nothing to hide and everything to be proud of. So, I think this year, with the horse processing issue, HSUS is here. They are active. I don't anticipate that this is going to be the end of their activity in the state with regard to this and other issues. But I believe that this is, again, giving us an opportunity as agriculture together to step out, say, this is who we are, this is what we do, this is the value that we provide in ways that transcend simple economics, and we are going to stand up and say, you're wrong, you're wrong. We are about animal welfare. We are stewards of the environment. We are Oklahomans, and we don't want out-of-state groups with very, in our opinion, radical agendas coming in and trying to tell Oklahomans what you can and what you can't do, because we're doing it and we're doing it right.
Bart McSpadden, McSpadden and Associates. He's the winner of the Distinguished Service Award at the Oklahoma Pork Congress 2013, presented by the Oklahoma Pork Council. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.